It's time for Money for Lunch, where we feed your brain and your business with supersized portions of business and financial news. Now your host, Bert Martinez.
All righty. Welcome back to Money for Lunch. As always, my friends, thank you so much for being here. Let's jump right into the quote of the day. The quote of the day is from, let's see, where did it go? I just had it right here. The most important thing that I learned in growing up is that forgiveness is something that when you do it, you free yourself to move on. And that is by singer Tyler. No, that's Tyler Perry, I believe. Let's see, is this Tyler Perry or is this Tyler Perry? And so I love that quote from Tyler Perry. The most important thing I've learned in growing up is that forgiveness is something that when you do it, you free yourself to move on. Isn't that true, though? Forgiveness, or let me rephrase that, unforgiveness, holding a grudge can weigh us down and make us bitter. And yes, that is Tyler Perry, actor, director, writer. All right. So I just really enjoyed that quote. All right, let's get our party started here. Today, I'm being joined by Doris Schackenhofer. I probably killed her name. She is a business and communication coach, life mentor, and facilitator for several Access Consciousness special programs, including Pioneer of Joy of Business. She currently offers online workshops and consultations, serving clients all over the world. Drawing upon her 9 years in social work, Doris seeks to break social paradigms around business, money, and wealth. You can follow Doris on Instagram, and I'll also put the links on the notes here. Doris, welcome to Money for Lunch.
Hello, and thank you for having me.
Oh, I'm excited to have you here. I think it's going to be a lot of fun. All right, so let's talk about what you do. Give us a little bit of background about what you do and how you help your clients.
Oh, I'm a business mentor, life coach, and have lots of tools to work with people. And as you said, I have been a social worker, and it might be different, but a lot of times social working is also people come with their problems, and it's all about the problem. And back then, for myself, I had the feeling that I was missing resources. I cannot really work with the people in with their full potency. And so I'm so glad that the Access Consciousness tools came into my life, where it's all about asking questions and empowering people to know what they know, and really having them stepping into their potency and getting what's really true about them and what they're really capable of. And this is what I'm doing. I'm asking a lot of questions, and it's quite easy. We think a lot of things are quite difficult, or we need to work hard to move forward, or, you know, to develop ourselves, but it's quite easy.
Sure. Well, you know, just like I was in the very beginning of the show, I was talking about forgiveness. Sometimes forgiveness is simple, not necessarily easy. So, you know, somebody has betrayed you or hurt you deeply. It can be hard, and sometimes it will take time to forgive them. But it's a fairly simple thing, and once you do it, you can move forward. And then, of course, if you can't do it, then it does hold you back. And I like what you said, that you ask questions to help people remember that they can achieve certain things, or that they can overcome certain problems, because sometimes we focus so much on what we don't have, and we focus so much on the problem that we forget some of our own potential, some of our own, as you said, potency.
Yes. And we also miss out possibilities, you know. And a lot of times with asking questions, I'm also looking what's true for you. And a tool that I use is everything that's light for you is true for you, and everything that's heavy for you is a lie for you. And a lot of times we have learned to base our lives on heaviness, on lies, on things that we tell ourselves. You know, we say a lot of times, this is impossible, I cannot do it, I cannot afford it. But is it really true? Is this really light when you're saying this? Or is there heaviness to it? Then it's not true for you. And there you can switch and say, okay, it might at the first moment not make sense, but if I go with the truth, what are the possibilities here that I have not considered so far? And with questions, you open up. With questions, you know, there comes a relaxation. And a lot of times we are stuck into points of views and thoughts and feelings and emotions, and oftentimes they are not true for us. And this is so beautiful to open people's worlds and eyes a lot of times, you know, where you have this wow moment of like, ah, I've never seen it that way. And whatever this means with this light and heavy, but it's a, you know, people are like, oh, light, heavy. And at the beginning, a lot of people are like, I don't know how this works. It's really practicing it and looking at what do I tell myself the whole day? And is it what I'm saying out loud or even thinking, is there lightness to it, or is it totally heavy and some stuck places where I'm working on that will not change because you cannot change a lie?
Yeah, I like that. That's interesting. Light or heavy. That's interesting. I like that. You know, and what's interesting also, you mentioned about the lies that we believe in all of us have, at least in my experience, all of us have some lie that we believe that isn't true, right? A great example is I've met many very attractive females, very attractive women who, because of abusive relationships, maybe when they were growing up or whatever, do not feel that they're attractive, or they don't feel that they're, they question their mm-hmm. worth. And this is a lie that is unfortunate. But it permeates both males and females. It's very common where we question our self-worth. If we're not making $1 million, then we must be worthless. And unfortunately, it really takes time for, at least in my case, it took me a very long time to realize that my self-worth isn't just my net worth, right? That there's other things mm-hmm. I can offer. But unfortunately, here in the United States, and I think in most first world countries, there is this propaganda, if you will, this push to have this big car and the big title and the big house, and then you will be happy. And that again is a lie.
Yes. And I love that you said that. It's one of the things I'm working with people. It's, for me, it's about being you, and being you is not about, you know, what car I drive and what success I have, and to see that you are different, that you have something special to you that only you can bring to this world, and using this to your advantage and looking at that. And it's oftentimes also not cognitive. It's nothing of like, we think there must be something sensational. But oftentimes it's also like, you know, by being you, you are a contribution to people. By being you, you will change a meeting conversation if you allow yourself to be it. By being you, you can change the energy in a room. And
yes,
if you allow yourself to acknowledge this and look at this, it will open up a lot of areas of your life. And it's not about doing you or proving, you know, you're worth something. It's this acknowledgement of you. And this is also an element I use a lot with when I work with people with business, you know. It's not the doing part. It's the being part, that if you embrace that and dive into that, there is such a beauty to you. And when we talk about lies, the biggest lie that we tell ourselves is we think it's something that is, I sometimes say, you know, would you allow yourself to receive the good, the bad, and the ugly of everything, you know, all in life, also about you. And when we go into that, a lot of people think they need to hide the ugly parts of themselves. But what most people do is they hide their greatness. They are hiding their greatness and are not allowing themselves to see their own greatness and their own potency because no one told them, you know. No one really told them, and we don't see a lot of people here that are willing to be great, because if someone lives their greatness, they are often called also superior or arrogant, you know, and no one wants to be called that. But it's something that has a beauty to it if you would acknowledge it, and it's ask right now, it's really ask that we step into that and allow ourselves to be that. And where it's not about doing, where it's really about the gift of being you.
Yes. And I think that there is, I think that this is an area where schools fail. And again, it's not like not all the fault falls on the school, but I think that we need to really help our children understand that you're good and you're valuable, whether you're big or tall or skinny or fat, or you know, you have black hair or blonde hair or whatever. And you know, there is one of the things that I'm most grateful for is there are both male and female models now that are I forgot what the term is, but you know, they're heavier models, right? They're not the skinny model. They are, they're just regular models. And I think it's about time that some of these people are represented, because, you know, if you look at the magazines out there, you think that everybody has to look skinny and have abs. And that's great if you, if you have that kind of time on your hands, or if you're a full-time fitness model. But for the average, person, that's just not a reality. It's just, it's just not a real. And we put too much emphasis on that. Let me ask you this: I want to talk about, you talk about in business that business requires rebellion. I want you to talk about, what do you mean by business requires rebellion?
So it comes from, the whole conversation about this rebellion comes from my teenager years, where a lot of people would call me, I'm a rebellion. And now I can see that this brought me where I'm now, I was a rebellion back then. And what it means for me is not the negative side of it. It means that there was always something of like, I don't need to fit in, even if you don't understand me, even if it's not logical for you, even if you don't like me, I go my way. Is it always easy? No. Sometimes it's really hard when you follow your, I always say follow your knowing, your heart or intuition, however you want to say it, you get, no, this is not what's working for me. And a lot of people are against you, and you're like, no, I go this way. Back then, I would fight a lot. A lot of rebellions or teenagers, they do it from fighting. And I wanna have this conversation of what if it's not from fighting. What if it's really where you commit yourself and have your own back and follow what you know. And also with business, I see a lot of people, they start business, they get told business requires at least 5 years that it starts. A lot of people compare each other or do what other people tell them and how business should work. There are a lot of information out there. And I'm inviting people also to use the things that are out there that's light for them. Again, we are just too light and heavy, but also trust yourself and ask yourself, what do you know about business? What is it you could really do different that no one else does? And we have a lot of people out there that have done it already and are really successful. And these are, from my point of view, in my terms, rebellions that just do what's fun for them and what they get and go for it. And, you know, where it's also not about fearing that you fail, where it's about the excitement and the curiosity of what is possible here that has no one done before. And yeah, this is what I love to invite people and what people told me, you know, that they see with me. And I was like, there is something I know and there's something that I want to bring out into the world.
Absolutely. You know, what's interesting too, I like this idea of, you know, business requires rebellion. You know, it brought to mind one of my favorite rebels, and that is Elon Musk. You know, Elon mm-hmm. Musk was told many times that SpaceX was not going to work, and he almost went bankrupt with that program, and look where it's at now. The same thing with Tesla. I mean, Tesla, I think one of my favorite things about Elon Musk right now is the fact that he is struggling a little bit with Tesla, that it's not been easy, and you can see how he's dealing with it, and sometimes it's great and sometimes it's not so great, but either way he is still moving forward, and people believe in him so much that they keep buying his cars. And so I love this idea of that business requires a little bit of rebellion, or, you know, success requires a little bit of rebellion. It's very true. And, you know, when you look back at, there are so many stories about people who were rebellious children, and they've gone mm-hmm. on to do incredibly big things. In some cases, they had to leave home, and then they were, you know, then their vision was rewarded. And things of that nature. So, you know, it's not always an easy path. Let me ask you this. When it comes to, you know, you and I were talking about, we were talking about the lies and things of that nature that we tell ourselves and all the stuff that is pushed on us in the marketing world. How can a person stand out and break the mold in today's business environment, you know, when it seems like everyone is trained to be the same, right?
Yeah, that's so true. We should be like everyone else, you know, and not stand out. Because, of course, when you stand out, you irritate other people. And I always use the word dangerous. You become dangerous for other people.
Yes.
Because you question, like it becomes that they somehow might need to question their life, you know? And if everyone is like the same, then people are like, oh, cool, I get up in the morning and I do my day and, you know, day in, day out. And you, if you, for example, are the only one in your family that does something different, that, you know, people would fight against you, people would like, there are things happening. And for me, it's like, you can do that being the same, but you are already not. This is a lie also, where
right.
we thread each, like ourselves into this, being the same, not standing out. And this is the lie as well. And for me, it's, again, the being you part and the being different that you acknowledge. You are already different by being you. And everywhere where you would look at being the same, it's hard work to compress yourself into this life.
And you know what's interesting too is not only is it hard work, but what happens to a lot of people is, especially in business, for example, in business, they will say, well, I'm doing everything that so-and-so is doing, but I'm not getting anywhere. I'm not getting any sales.
Yeah.
My business isn't growing because they're copying somebody else. And your customers pick up on that. And, you know, there's what do you call it? Even your employees, you know, you have to really be yourself. And when you look at some of the most iconic people out there, these are people who stand out, and they purposely stand out. They do weird, strange things. There is one of my favorite singers is Sia, S-I-A, Sia. Mm-hmm. She's got a lot of great hits. She's got beautiful, beautiful voice, but yet she covers up her face. Nobody knows what she looks like. And when you see her live in concert, her face is covered up. It's weird, but yet she stands out. She's different.
And you know what? This is the thing also to allow ourselves that we embrace our difference and craziness as well and weirdness, you know? Because if it would not be a judgment to be weird, it's just like being different is weird for other people. And then it's again the beauty of it. And it makes you like it makes you interesting for people if you allow yourself to be this. And one person said to me once, you know, if you don't have money and be weird, you might be insane for people. But there is the point. If you want to live your weirdness, become rich. And I was like, that's so true. There is a truth to it. And I'm like, okay, cool. What else is possible for me? You know. And it's not from I need to be rich to do that. It's more like how much freedom can I have? And if I get this, that people are leaving you more alone and saying, yeah, you know, this is this weird lady along the street that has a lot of money and has this success. It's different than if you have no money, people would put you in the insane type of person.
Yes, isn't that funny? Yeah. Yeah, if you're rich and successful, you can do whatever you want and people will say, well, you know, that person's rich and successful, you know, and that's okay. Yeah. But the reality is that the reason they became rich and successful is because they stuck to what they believe was right for them. They stuck to their weirdness. They didn't let other people change them. They didn't try to copy other people. And that is, you know, that's the whole, what do you call it? That's the whole point is you got to really develop yourself and be okay with your own weirdness. Because anybody who has dated, or not even dated, but if you have a friend, a real friend of yours, you know how weird they are. They have their weirdness, and they have, and you've shown them your weirdness, and you're still friends. And you know, the same thing with your spouses. There are some things that my wife looks at me and says, "You're so weird." And I look at her and I say, "Yes, yes, I am." You know, it's go ahead.
You know, sorry, but this is beautiful because you just said it with so much lightness and even acknowledged this. A lot of people would not allow themselves to say, "Yes, I am." If someone would say to you, to a lot of people, "You are weird," they would start to defend themselves or see it as a judgment or wrongness, or maybe, but this is beautiful that you have that where you're like, yes, I am. And sometimes I don't even make sense to myself and I don't need to. And what if we don't need to make sense for anyone and not even for ourselves and have fun? We so lose to have fun, you know?
Yes.
I was at a point in my life where I got so serious. You know, I want to get it right with becoming a mother and having a business and, you know, being successful. And I lost my joy and fun in a way. You know, it was all about getting it right. And then I was so lucky and I'm so grateful still that I made this commitment of this needs to change for me. Like it's my life that I'm living here and this is not fun to wake up with. And what else is possible here? So how much fun can we have and ask for? And how much can we not, you know, needing to make sense for anyone and embracing our weirdness and not even understanding it, you know, whatever weird is, it's so different for everyone. And it's the joy of seeing people in their difference.
Yes, absolutely. You know, look, again, there is, I'll just leave it the way you said it. All of us, we all have our different weirdness. And if you guys want to see how weird Doris is, you can go to her website. I have Doris, is it
Schachenhofer?
Schachenhofer?
Yes.
I can say it almost when you say it, but I'll spell it for everybody else. It's Doris, D-O-R-I-S, S-C-H-A-C-H-E-N-H-O-F-E-R.com. And you can go there, and she's got this big, beautiful smile, and you can connect with her there. and Doris, it's been an absolute joy to have you on the show today. Looking forward to catching up with
Thank
you later.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you.
You bet.
I loved it.
All righty. Good stuff there from Doris Schachenhofer. And you can check her out at DorisSchachenhofer.com. Again, I probably just killed her name twice. But you know what? It's so true that we get so hung up on fitting in when literally we were meant to stand out and be weird. And you know, if you look at all the I'm going to say all. If you look at all your favorite people, they all are probably weird in some way. And because of that, you probably gravitated to them more. You like them more. It's your weirdness that's going to help you reach your potential. And the more you hide your weirdness, the harder it becomes. And I love what Doris was talking about. Is it light or heavy? And let me tell you, when you're hiding who you are, it's heavy. You feel heavy. The weight of the world is on top of you. You are not having as much fun. And remember, you were created to have fun. You were created to succeed, as I always like to say. As always, my friends, let's share this episode with everyone we know. Let's help as many people find and love their weirdness. Remember, you were created to succeed.
Tune in Monday through Friday here on Money for Lunch. And check out our website at moneyforlunch.com.